From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session from afar. My guest today has just released a beautiful record called Into the Ground out on Tone Tree Music. It's Beth Whitney. Hello.
Hello. So good to be here.
It's our pleasure. What a beautiful record you have released into the world.
Thank you.
I feel like this is one that I was lucky enough to discover. I think it arrived via, you know, an unheralded email link that, hey, there's this record, it's available to download if you're interested. And from the opening notes, I was just compelled. Mm. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's exciting to hear.
So before we really get in depth here and have you play some music for us, let's talk a little bit about you and your background. You are living in a place called Leavenworth, Washington, which I know many people might not. Where is it exactly in the Pacific Northwest?
It's pretty much right in the middle of Washington, a little bit north of there. And it's a little snow globe of a town in the winter. And then this nice, hot balsam root, pine, you know, laden heaven in the summer. So it's a really, seasonally rich place. We're actually like 40 minutes even outside of Leavenworth proper, which is already pretty out there. So we're, further out than there in a cabin out here. So when we go into town, we're going into Leavenworth for that's a big event.
Which is what, only a couple thousand people, right? Leavenworth is not very big.
There's a lot of people when there's a festival, we get a lot of folks coming in, but generally, not a lot of us here.
So you are originally from the west side of the Cascades, Snohomish, Washington, which interestingly is the same area that Hillary Fretlin from the band Fretlin is from. What is it that brought you over to the east side of the mountains to Leavenworth?
It's sort of a long story, but my grandparents built a homestead out here in the 70s, and then I grew up coming here in the summer and in the winter for Christmas things like that. And when I was here, I would sometimes go to their church, and at their church I met this boy, Aaron Fishburne, when we were about four, and I had a big crush on him. And then
I mean, as
big of a crush can be when you're four. But and then I went to summer camp and which is also over here. And I just grew up coming over here a lot. It was this sort of heaven space for me. And then went to the same college as Aaron, and we ended up walking through the music building at the same time. It was midnight, and we both walked in at the same time. And he looked over at me and he was like, "Hey, want a jam?" And I said, "Yeah." And then we started playing music and eventually got married, and he's from here. So I sort of married into it. It was a good call. Yeah.
Now, at college, were you studying music? Because I know that earlier in life it had been sports that had been your focus and passion.
Yeah, I was a softball player, and that was my thing. But no, I wasn't studying music. I did take advantage of, they have a really good music program, so I would take...
Where was this?
At Whitworth in Spokane.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
So I would take guitar, and I took piano, and I took a couple just lessons because there was so many awesome professors there that could teach me. But I studied peace studies, like a conflict resolution focus.
Did you plan on becoming a musician, or were you planning to be a mediator of some sort?
I didn't know. I just knew the assignment was to go to college and to graduate. And so I did that. And I had, after high school, I had gone on it's like a traveling Canadian school. And we had spent some time in South Africa and sort of the post-apartheid tensions there, and just learning a lot just by being there. So that experience tied into that. That particular major. So I just kept going with that. I was not intending to be a musician. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think what happened is you opened your mouth to sing and you impressed a heck of a lot of people, and you still are. So I know I and many others are glad for it.
Thank you. I just kept going with it. It was a road that started and then keep going. Mm. Yeah.
My guest today is Beth Whitney. Her new record is called Into the Ground, out on Tone Tree Music. BethWhitneyMusic.com is the web address to visit for more information. I'd love to hear a tune. What do you want to play first for us? And are you going to play them solo, or are you going to bring in Aaron to help?
I'm going to bring in Aaron.
All right.
We're going to do Two Sons first. This is one of the songs from the album. It's based off of a parable that Jesus told about a father who has two sons. And it's honestly, like, the first verse is almost word for word, straight from the story. And then I couldn't help myself and put myself into the story too. And, how do I relate to this? And it's one of those songs that when I sing it, I feel this sort of overwhelming, here I am. There's this part that says, I'm miles and miles from home. And I've been thinking a lot about just the concept of home and that, what that feeling is. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to get back to or get to, but this feeling of being taken in wholly, wrapped in a mother's arms kind of a thing. So, Two Sons that's just one little piece about Two Sons, but. Yeah,
fantastic.
Here you go.
This is Beth Whitney on JPR Live Sessions.
Was a man who had two sons in the once was a man who had two sons, and the younger one said to his father.
Two Sons. That is the tune from Beth Whitney, my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. It's a tune that can be found on the new record called Into the Ground, which came out May 28th. Information online, bethwhitneymusic.com. Help on that one from her husband and in-house bassist, Aaron Fishburne. How convenient.
Yeah, you got to marry those. Bass players are hard to find. Good bass players. You got to marry them. That's my advice, professional advice.
Having been to a number of both jazz festivals and folk festivals, I can agree that bass players are in demand always.
Yes.
Way to go. Way to nab one.
Yeah.
The songs on this record are so beautiful and so well told in terms of the stories and the lyrics. Mm-hmm. You have talked about the album itself kind of examining, and I love this turn of phrase that you used, examining unlamented laments.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you mean by that.
I think I've just heard, you know, enough friends going through loss or going through big breakups, going down these roads in life that they just didn't expect. And I think just growing older, I'm finding that we lamenting those unrealized paths is important, because I think laments unlamented can kind of twist and turn and, you know, lead to resentment, lead to all kinds of things unbeknownst to us, even under the surface. So that's sort of where that came from. And I think as writers too, we are constantly thinking of what else could have happened there. You sit in a cafe and you see a couple there, you see a family, and you kind of string together the story in your mind. And it's just I'm interested to speak to like a novelist to see if that's what they do too, kind of this world of make-believe and how there's some healing in imagination even.
Yeah.
It's one of the mysteries.
So as you transitioned into music as like a teenager, right? Like mid-teens, got a guitar for the first time. Mm-hmm. Were you also kind of getting into learning about music late as well? Like in terms of not only lessons, but just learning about the catalog of folk music, the genre that you are kind of, you know, stepping one foot in, or acoustic music in general. Did you have much awareness of all of that before you started playing a guitar?
I must have. My parents have pretty different musical tastes, but like my dad really, he would listen to these like old cowboy records, like They Call the Wind Mariah and Sons of the Pioneers and
Burl
Ives, and he really liked Taylor, more of a newer folk compared to the other things he was listening to. And then my mom had us listening to, we watched musicals a lot, like Rodgers and Hammerstein. So I know like all the words and all the music to all those, which I thought was, I realized is strange. Not everybody knows all those songs and breaks out into song whenever, you know, whenever it's appropriate or inappropriate. But so I think that had probably laid a foundation when I was little. My mom has a beautiful voice and sang to us all the time. And there's six kids in my family, and we very often were singing together in the back seat of our cinnamon Volvo. It was a pretty cool childhood. We'd have like a goat in the back and a bale of hay on top.
Wait, in the Volvo?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a wagon, of course. We'd have a goat in the back, a bale of hay on the top, and go to pick up my older siblings at junior high. Fortunately, I was like younger in the family, so it never struck me as, you know, embarrassing or odd. It was like, yeah.
See, now junior high strikes me as exactly the time when you wouldn't want to be picked up by a car with a goat in the back.
Exactly. But it was my siblings who, they were in junior high. I was, you know, seven. Enjoying the goat in the back.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So all of that sort of laid the groundwork, I guess. And being the fifth of six kids, all the vocal parts were taken already. And so I had to find these alternate vocal parts if I wanted to be different. And I desperately wanted to be different for some reason. But harmony was always there. And I think harmony is sort of, to me, it's the ground that music is built on.
I'd love to hear another tune. My guest is Beth Whitney. The new record is called Into the Ground. Information can be found at bethwhitneymusic.com. What tune do you want to play next?
This song is called Thunder. It's a prayer, really. I wrote it one morning, or at least I started writing it early one morning. I keep trying to get into this routine of waking up at 5 and journaling and trying to have that little sacred time before everybody else wakes up. And I get in some pretty good streaks of doing that, but mostly I don't. Mostly I'm failing at that. But this song, it was early in the morning, and the first verse basically says it, almost exactly as it was happening. There was a thunderstorm coming. My children were asleep. And it sort of walks through this prayer. And there's the last verse talks about, it says, sleeping, is my Lord sleeping under the boat while we fight for our lives? And I wrote it before 2020, but it's gathered some more meaning. And not just, a literal lives, but just this, the tension and the heartache and the division and everything that we're all collectively walking through, it brings that prayer to my lips. Like, are you sleeping? Do you see us? Turn your face to us.
I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah. So here's Thunder.
This is Beth Whitney on JPR Live Sessions.
Thunder, I hear the hum of the thunder in the early morning. My baby's fast asleep. Into my heart. is my Lord sleeping under the boat while we fight for our
Such a pretty tune. And a bit of Come Thou Fount in there.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't write that part.
There's a there's a version of that that Sufjan Stevens recorded for a holiday record that we play from time to time. It's beautiful.
Yes,
yeah.
I know the one.
As is your song. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Bet. Thank you.
You have mentioned a couple of times in our conversation today the idea or the concept of loneliness. And living where you do, which is outside of nowhere, I mean, so to speak, right? And I say that as somebody who kind of grew up in the area.
Yeah.
I mean, you are outside in a cabin of a small town, which is outside of not much on the east side of the mountains in Washington. You have described yourself as a fairly lonely person, but have discovered, I'm guessing, as a result of this forced stay at home over the last year plus, just how important spending time with other people truly is to our happiness. Tell me about this last year for you, being where you are, doing what you do, raising a family, trying to maintain interpersonal relationships. What has your year been like?
Yeah, you just described, you're right, you just described it. It's been really an eye-opening year. And sort of brought this whole into the ground idea to life too, because the name of the album, because it's kind of forced all of us to, you know, look into the ground beneath us, look into the soil under our feet. Like, what is it that makes us who we are? What is it that brings health? What is it that brings vitality and strength and courage and all those things? I didn't realize so much of me was expressed in performing, and then I had to figure out other things to do.
Beth Whitney is my guest today on JPR Live Sessions. Her new record is called Into the Ground. It came out May 28th. You can find information at bethwhitneymusic.com. Will you play one more tune for us? And is this another 5 a.m. tune?
This was probably a 2 p.m. tune. It was, I wrote this one with my friends Brittany Alves and Gina Bellevue. I wish they were with me to sing it with me here, but.
What's it called?
It's called I Go. It was originally called Where the Wild Things Grow, but I have a song called Wild Roses on the album, and I have a song called Wild Horse on the album, but I felt like I was really overdoing it at that point, so it's called I Go.
Catching feathers in a storm, my mind is in a swarm of all the things that might go wrong. When my baby's grown and when I'm far from home, oh darling, I carry every song. I go where the Day blind stars awake the dawn. They are boldly shining on, and the whispering in the waves. And I will lie down by the evening sounds. Oh, darling, let me sing. I go where the wild things grow. I go where my heart can know. I know where to let it go. Where the
is Beth Whitney playing for us today on JPR Live Sessions. A song called I Go. Her new record is called Into the Ground, out on Tone Tree Music. A little bit of help today from her husband and musical partner, Aaron Fishburne. Please thank him for us. And thanks for doing this. It's been a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for having me.